Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A coalition of groups now banding together in support of the New York City Council's lawsuit to try and block ICE agents from setting up shop at Rikers. Let's get the story live from our Glenn Shuck.
You know, this is a pretty big legal development here. There'll be a hearing on all of this in the New York Supreme Court today here in Lower Manhattan. Among the groups that are taking part, the Immigrant Defense Project, and their advocacy director, Yasmin Farhang, spoke with us. She says it's all about, in their opinion, the mayor and the president trying to create fear here in the city by allowing the Rikers situation.
He's using the sort of fear-mongering about gangs, right? The same fear-mongering that the federal administration is using to sort of arbitrarily deprive people of their rights, ship them to SeaCot in El Salvador, right? To attempt to fool New Yorkers into believing that this is about their safety.
Now let's recap all of this. It was Eric Adams who issued this executive order. He wanted to allow ICE to have an office at Rikers. The city council immediately stepped in, sued. Then at the end of April, a temporary restraining order issued. It was also extended. Here we are today, and we'll keep an eye on the developments this afternoon. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
It is both federal and state hate crime and attempted murder charges now against 45-year-old Mohammed Soleiman. He is the man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails in an anti-Semitic attack that injured a dozen people in Boulder, Colorado, two of them who are now critical. Locally, Jewish groups are warning of possible copycat attacks. Scott Richman, regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, spoke to ABC 7.
Always be vigilant. Always be concerned about what's around you. All Jewish institutions should follow their security plans to ensure that all elements of those plans are in place and working.
The NYPD says there is no current threat and has already stepped up security at Jewish sites around town. A man already in prison for setting fire to the home of a rabbi is now being investigated for allegedly sending a letter to a Brooklyn yeshiva threatening mass shootings in Flatbush, Midwood, and in Waterbury, Connecticut. 47-year-old Matthew Karolewski is currently serving 25 years to life for attempted murder and arson. The Daily News says he allegedly sent that note to yeshiva Middash Melch from the Clinton Correctional Facility. A 72-year-old Jewish man punched by a group of young men on the Upper East Side.
They start yelling, free Palestine, free Palestine. I got the punch, and I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner.
Anand Shemi tells CBS2 it happened on Lexington Avenue and 68th Street, where he was posting flyers to remind people about the hostages still in Gaza.
I don't know what to tell you. Probably the war in Gaza is just escalating the whole situation and anti-Semitism and all kind of stuff.
The NYPD is investigating this as a hate crime. So far, no arrests. Don't look for New York Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado to be campaigning alongside Kathy Hochul in the upcoming governor's race. In fact, he is challenging her for the Democratic nomination. He's announced his bid in an online video.
He's growing up. had a more likely chance of success than their parents. Not so much the case now.
It's love of family, it's love of community, it's love of state, it's love of country. And I'm dedicated to that. That's why I'm running for governor of New York.
Well, the bid comes after Delgado and Hochul had some high-profile disagreements, including about whether Mayor Adams should have resigned amid his federal corruption case that was since dropped. In response to the announcement, the head of the Democratic Governors Association said the DGA is 100% behind Governor Hochul. Reps for the city's tourism industry are asking City Hall for tax breaks. Why?
Projected tourism numbers have taken a dip, says Vijay Dandapani, who runs the Hotel Association of New York.
Even the city's tourism body announced that there's a 17% drop relative to what their projections were.
Costs are going up, and part of it is blamed on Trump administration policies leading to anti-American sentiment. Andrew Ridgie is with the Hospitality Alliance.
If someone has a feeling they don't want to come to America or to New York City because of some of the rhetoric that's out there, we need to counter that.
In part by lowering the hotel occupancy tax from nearly 6% to 3%, which they're asking the city to do. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
As the temperatures warm up and summer swim season gets underway, 1010 Winds is checking in with the Animal Medical Center in Manhattan for some pool and beach safety tips for your dogs. Senior emergency and critical care veterinarian Dr. Carly Fox says don't assume your dog can swim.
Think of the dogs that are good swimmers, like labs, retrievers, but I think a lot of dogs are not used to being around or in water. So we need to be extra careful with dogs if they have no water experience.
Also be aware that if dogs drink too much seawater or eat too much sand from playing, the salt can be toxic and the sand can obstruct their GI tract. So you want to monitor them for that as well. Get more tips at amcny.org. The Tribeca Festival kicks off tomorrow, and 1010 Winds is proud to be a media partner. Tribeca Enterprises COO Pete Torres says they are raring to go.
We basically do 600 events over 12 days. It's just a massive team that comes together to execute this.
And while there will be familiar faces, there's also opportunities for up-and-comers.
This year, we've launched a program. Basically, what it does, it brings young creators, and they get to be part of these panels that happen where established creators are talking about the process.
Opening night will feature the world premiere of the HBO documentary Billy Joel, And So It Goes. You can get the lineup for the 24th Tribeca Festival at TribecaFilm.com. The Office of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg awarding $300,000 now to 11 organizations in the borough that have been working alongside law enforcement to reduce gun violence. Bragg spoke to 1010 Winds.
The engagement with the youth has really been extraordinary. They're doing everything from right here in Manhattan, working with mentors and great organizations, doing things like painting murals with anti-violence messages, recording music with anti-violence messages.
Among the groups, Street Corner Resources in Harlem, as well as Grand Street Settlement on the Lower East Side. The NYPD asking for help finding Lakeisha Jackson. She's a nanny wanted for allegedly beating three young children in her care in the Bronx. These were a 2-, 4-, and 6-year-old, which Pix11 says were seen on security footage being whipped by Jackson with a leather strap. Meantime, Jackson was assigned to the family by the Administration for Children's Services, and the kid's mother says she's going to sue. A spokesperson for ACS says they take these despicable actions very seriously, have fired the employee, and are reviewing the procedures for contracted providers. The NYPD out with a photo of the man wanted for allegedly stealing a dog. That was from outside a store in Brooklyn. It happened just before 10 last night at 2519 Pitkin Avenue. Please go to 1010winds.com to see the surveillance image. And if you know anything, please call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.